Morning. Now, Byron, we've alluded to it all morning, and now we've got the man who sent Twitter alight yesterday. He was at a cafe by himself having his vegan breakfast, and he thought he'd get to Twitter. And not only, like, it's okay, like, to actually trend number one is a pretty good effort.
That's solid.
Usually you've done something bad. Like,
you're not
trending because you've done something good.
No, I
good.
Get it. Mate, but the first time and one of the and the first the only time I trended on Twitter for many years was when I did a stand up comedy spot on the Footy Show and it didn't go well.
Yeah, and, I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, and it was and yeah, I was trending number one on Twitter, and that's it.
I've trended a few times at number one. You know what I haven't done? I haven't trended number one, and that was Dave Hughes, and number two in Australia was Hughesy.
He's one and two. He's done the Quinella.
Yeah, now we have the man. Up. We have the man. What happened?
All right, so here's the story for anyone who's not on Twitter, which is most of the population. Not many people.
I think Twitter's back. I reckon Twitter's going okay at the moment.
It's mainly just angry people, isn't it, Hughesy?
It's people yelling at each other. So, yeah, that's generally who's on Twitter. And yesterday, had my beautiful meal, and there was a pencil and paper to do the, you know, to say you'd been there. So for the contact tracing system that has to kick back into gear now that Melbourne's open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm online and I'm seeing that other states have a QR code, yeah, which is organised by the local governments, mm-hmm, and that's how they do it.
Oh, no, you went political.
And I'm like, well, why doesn't Victoria have that QR code so that we make sure we don't go back into lockdown? So, you know, or help make sure we don't go back into lockdown. So I just asked the question.
Who was in the firing line? I can see some of your tweets because I was going through because you like to reply to a lot of people. You just, someone will bite and you, it's like Rex Hunt fishing without any bait on the hook. They just throw it out and you go, ah.
No, I don't. You know how I don't.
Dan Andrews.
Well, I don't reply to people who are nasty. If someone's nasty, I just mute them. So I never have to hear. I don't block them because I don't want them to be able to post on their Twitter, oh, look, Dave Hughes can't take it. He blocked me. But if you mute people on Twitter, they don't know that you're not reading their stuff.
Right.
So they can keep yelling at you.
Thanks, Sandra,
and they're thinking,
Sully.
Have you muted?
We know how mute works, I reckon.
No, but some people don't, mate. Some people don't. I say to a lot of politicians, I say, you know, just mute them. Don't block them.
They're the politicians in our WhatsApp group.
Yeah, they should spend less time in that Carlton WhatsApp group.
You've got very political. You're political. You've gone Scott Morrison. You called you've actually sworn at him.
It's Scott Morrison, yes. And that's to prove that I'm not a Liberal candidate. You know, so. Someone put a photo of me up with the Liberal like sign, like I was running for Parliament.
Right.
And then other people thought it was real that I'm running for Parliament.
I thought it was real. I'm like, Hughes, he's running. What's happening? I want to be on his tickets. Is it red like that? They had your picture. It was amazing.
Man.
It was like a press release.
I know. So it's like, yeah, I used to spend all my time having a crack at Scott Morrison. But that's then when Melbourne went into lockdown, you start to stew in your own juices, don't you?
You even had a crack at Albo.
No, I didn't have a crack at Albo. I was saying that I might vote for Albo at the next election. Now, you know, I'm trying to confuse these lefties who think that I'm Mussolini or something.
But I read all this and then I see you trending and people will be like, if I was trending and people were going to go, I'd be like, oh no. Like when I used to read all the old Carlton websites when they used to bag me after games and I used to go in depression. But I reckon you love this.
No, I do.
You love trending. People know me.
I love it.
I think it's called megalomania.
Yeah. When you've got your name, you know, two or three times in the top 10, it's, yeah, come on, mate.